Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's learn about the world.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. We're so glad you're here with us to learn today. Today's topic is nature.
And the title of our lesson is Ocean Problems. Ocean Problems. Hey Pauline, does our ocean have problems?
Yes, it does, Peter. This is important that we talk about them. There are things we can do to help.
Well, that's important then. We need to first learn about the problem, then learn what we can do. And of course, we'll practice English along the way. So let's get going. Here's our read it for the day.
Professor Marine is on Rob's show. They are talking about fish. There are many kinds of fish, and scientists are discovering more all the time. But there is a problem. Fishermen catch too many fish. They are overfishing the oceans. But people can make good choices. We can limit fishing and catch only a safe number of fish. That plan can help.
I think today will be an interesting show. We have a very smart person joining us today.
Yeah, me!
Pauline, okay, yes, you are very smart. You are a teacher. But we have a professor on the show. Professors go to school for a long time to become professors.
Okay, well, I am not a professor, but I do know a lot about today's topic.
So you will be very helpful. Friends, let's go to our other helpful teacher, Christina. She has today's keywords.
Hello, 今天 Rob 访问的是 Marine 教授，他们探讨的是海洋和鱼类的问题。首先，教授说海洋中的鱼类很多，而且科学家还一直在发现新的品种。Scientists are discovering more. 动词 discover 就是发现，而现在的问题是过度的捕捞。Fishermen catch too many fish. 捕鱼的人或渔夫就是 fishermen。这个字单数字尾是 man， 复数的话字尾就变成 men。为了维持生态的平衡，对于捕捞我们应该要有些限制。We should limit fishing。动词 limit 就是限制，还是可以捕鱼，但是要在限制在安全的数量之内。Just catch a safe number of fish。形容词 safe 是安全的。对于教授所提供的计划 ，Rob 觉得是很棒的想法。That's a good plan. 名词 plan 就是计划方案。
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about the ocean. Please help me welcome my guest, Professor Marine. Welcome, Professor Marine.
Thank you, Rob.
Professor, you study oceans. How many fish are there?
There are many kinds of fish, Rob, and scientists are discovering more all the time.
That's great. I like eating fish.
That's a problem.
What is?
Fishermen catch too many fish because people eat too many fish.
So we have talked a little bit about what a professor is. A professor is a teacher that teaches classes in the university or in a college.
Right. We met Professor Marine on the show. Can you tell us what he studies? Yes. He is a professor that studies the ocean.
Marine is a word in English that means anything about the ocean. So when I say marine life,I am talking about all the life that has to do with the ocean.
Well, let's start talking about things this way. Have you seen the ocean? It is big, really big. Most of the earth is water, not land.
And so when we think about one plastic bottle or one dirty river, it doesn't seem like that would make a big difference to the big ocean.
Or that I am one tiny person. What I do doesn't make a difference. But this way of thinking has changed the ocean. That's why we are talking about it today.
So let's get to this interview. Rob's first question is, how many fish are there?
And his answer is, there are many kinds of fish. Hey, Peter, is there a grammar point today?
Yes, there is. Let's go to Rebecca now.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow, you all look so excited. Why? Wait, hold on, I know. It's grammar point time. Well, you're going to learn to ask a question. How many nouns are there? You can respond by saying, there are a certain number. For example, here's the question. How many students are there? You can respond by saying, there are 10 students. Or, how many dogs are there? You can respond by saying, there are a lot of dogs. You can do this. So, when are you going to go out and use it?
Thanks, Rebecca. Hey, Peter, how many grammar points are there every day?
There is only one grammar point each day. So, friends, make sure to keep practicing.
I was thinking the word grammar and fish are alike.
Grammar is like fish? What are you talking about?
There are many kinds of grammar. There are also many kinds of fish.
Keep going.
We don't say grammars, and we don't say fishes. Here, let's have Christina tell us more about the word fish.
今天的主题是海洋和鱼类，我们就来讲鱼，fish这个字。 首先它是不可数名词， 所以你看到Rob说 How many fish are there? 教授也说 Fishermen catch too many fish. 因为它是不可数， 所以在这个句子里 都是没有加S。 另外fish也可以当动词用， 表示钓鱼或捕鱼。 你可以说 My father loves to fish. 我父亲喜欢钓鱼。 或者 We are going to fish for tuna. 我们要去钓尾鱼。 最后要讲的是动名词fishing, let's go fishing, 我们去钓鱼吧。 fishing代表的是钓鱼这个活动, 以上说的是fish, 可以做名词和动词, 而fishing指的是钓鱼活动。
Thanks, Christina. So scientists are discovering new kinds of fish and marine life all the time.
Scientists are the people that study things. The ones we are talking about here are studying the ocean.
It would be fun to discover a new fish, wouldn't it? Discover means to find something, or find something for the first time.
It is something that was already there, but was only found once it was discovered.
Yeah, so the ocean has so much life in it, and it's interesting to learn about it. But today we're talking about ocean problems. These are affecting all that life in the oceans.
That is really sad. I love learning about ocean life, dolphins and fish. I hate to think that they are hurt.
Well, friends, we'll continue right after this short break. See you soon. Welcome back to the show, friends. Hey, Pauline, do you ever go walking on the street and see those seafood restaurants?
Oh, yes, I do, with all of those fish in front.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to look at them. There are so many different kinds. But then, after today's lesson, I started thinking, well, maybe we don't need all these many different exotic types of fish to eat. We can just choose the ones that are healthy for our oceans.
I think that's a really good idea, and I think we'll learn more about that today. Let's go to Conversation B.
So, we are overfishing.
Yes, but there is hope.
Really? What can people do?
People can learn about the problem. Some kinds of fish are not in danger.
So people can eat those fish?
Right. We can limit fishing too. Fishermen can only catch a safe number of fish.
That's a good plan.
So we learn that there is a big problem with our ocean. Well, it is not the ocean that is the problem. It is people.
Yes. Rob learned in his interview that fishermen catch too many fish because people eat too many fish.
Fisherman. The person who catches fish, those are fishermen. Again, the word fish is the animal, but it is also the action to catch a fish.
Right, and then we just add the word man is one who fishes, fisherman. People eat too many fish. So then, the fishermen catch too many. This problem is called overfishing. Here's Christina with more about this word.
Rob 说，所以我们过度捕捞了。So we are overfishing. 这里的 overfishing 可以拆成两个字来看。首先是字首的 over， 它是超过、过度的意思。而 fishing 是动词 fish 捕鱼的现在分词。Overfishing 就是过度捕捞。这样的字首也可以用在很多的情况下，比如说机位或是旅馆预约，预订是 book。那超额定位、超额订房就是 overbooking， 而加热的动词是 heat， 那过度加热就是 overheating。再来看一个，锁价、开价是 charge， 那如果有店家锁价过高的话就是 overcharging， 这就是字首 over 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So, we are overfishing.This makes me sad. That means that there are less and less fish in the ocean.
Yes, that is true. But there is hope. Hope is important to have. Hope is good news. Hope is something that makes us feel good because there is a chance for things to get better.
Ooh, I like that. So what is the hope we have today?
Well, people can learn about the problem. Some kinds of fish...are not in danger.
Oh, so people can eat those fish, right?
Yes, exactly. We don't need to be eating every kind of colorful fish out there. We can eat the ones that don't hurt the ocean.
But first, people need to know what to eat and what not to eat.
Hey, that sounds like a good plan.
That's a good plan. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
That's a good plan.
That's a good plan. 这是个好计划。
Let's save the fish.
That's a good plan.
Let's save the ocean.
That's a good plan.
Let's save the world.
That's a good plan. Where do we start?
Let's not order the fish.
That's a good plan.
That's a good plan.
That's a good plan. 这是个好计划。
Let's first go back to this sentence from the beginning of the lesson. Fishermen catch too many fish because people eat too many fish.
Oh, so it's because of the customer that we have a problem, the people eating the fish.
That's right. That's our friends listening today.But if people chose the right fish, we can change that.
Right. There is also something else that we can do. We can limit fishing. Fishermen can only catch a safe number of fish.
A safe number. This means that number wouldn't hurt the population of fish in the ocean.
Now that technology lets us do anything and the human population is so many...We need limits.
A limit is a set amount. You cannot go past that limit. Just like the speed limit. You can't go too fast.
That's right. Well, I think we have learned some good information and some good words today. Let's review our key words together.
Here's the first key word of the day. Discover. Discover. Scientists still discover new things.
Fisherman. Fisherman. The fisherman caught a fish.
Limit. Limit. Limit each child to one piece of candy.
Safe. Safe. Where can we be safe?
Plan. Plan. I have a good homework plan. And a good plan is to keep on practicing at home, okay, friends? Now, let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about the ocean. Please help me welcome my guest, Professor Marine. Welcome, Professor Marine.
Thank you, Rob.
Professor, you study oceans. How many fish are there?
There are many kinds of fish, Rob, and scientists are discovering more all the time.
That's great. I like eating fish.
That's a problem.
What is?
Fishermen catch too many fish because people eat too many fish.
So we are overfishing.
Yes, but there is hope.
Really? What can people do?
People can learn about the problem. Some kinds of fish are not in danger.
So people can eat those fish?
Right. We can limit fishing too. Fishermen can only catch a safe number of fish.
That's a good plan.
So, we produce fish in two different main ways. Of course, one way is people go to the ocean or rivers and fish, but there is another way. What way is that, Peter?
Well, actually, we produce a lot of fish in fish farms. In 2014, people produced about 67 million tons of fish, and that number is continuing to grow.
Wow, that is a lot of fish. So are fish farms the answer? Will that help the ocean not get overfished?
Well, actually, fish farms create a lot of pollution and some harmful chemicals, too. There are problems with this way of growing fish. But some of the best ones are ones like that grow oysters because they eat vegetables. Tilapia is another good kind of fish.
Is that because it only eats plants, so it doesn't pollute the farms?
Yes, that's right. Well, and the equipment itself can be pollution to the ocean. Well, friends, we hope you found this interesting, but let's move on to Jungle Chit Chat.
Ginger, I'm going fishing.
Sorry, that's a problem.
What do you mean?
You can't go fishing.
Why not?
Fishermen catch too many fish. Fishermen are overfishing the ocean.
You're right. Overfishing is not good.
People should limit the number of fish they catch.
You're right. People should make good choices.
Yeah, they should catch only a safe number of fish.
I agree. I promise not to catch too many fish.
Well, I'm not worried about you. You never catch anything anyway.
Hey, I'm a good fisherman.
Yeah, but the big ones always get away.
Oh, yeah. Just wait, I'll catch a lot of fish.
Okay, but don't catch too many. I'm not worried.
Okay, friends, let's practice some questions together. Here's question number one. Who is catching too many fish? Who is catching too many fish?
You can find the answer in conversation A. Fishermen are catching too many fish. Question two. Do you eat fish? Why or why not? Do you eat fish? Why or why not? Let's listen to some answers from our friends.
Do I eat fish? Yes, I do. I eat fish a lot because it is good for your body. It keeps your body strong and healthy. I try to eat fish at least once or twice a week. That way, I'm looking after my body. There are different benefits to eating fish. It's good for your eyes, good for your bones. So, that is why I eat fish.
Do I like fish? Well, of course I like fish. I like going to the ocean and watching the little fish swim in the sea. And there are so many different kinds of fish. There are big fish, small fish. There are fish that you can eat. Oh, fish is very delicious too. Yes, and it's very good for your brain. It'll help you with your English and your sentences.
Do I eat fish? Yes, of course I eat fish. I love seafood. But do you know what I like to do more than eat fish? I like to fish for fish. Yes, I like to go fishing. Fishing is so fun. You go with friends or family and you spend half a day or a whole day fishing. And you never know what fish you will catch.
Do I eat fish? Why or why not? Well, sometimes I eat fish. I hear that fish is pretty good for your health, but I don't eat a lot of fish because I don't like eating whole fish. However, I like tuna fish. It comes in a can and it's very convenient. I love tuna fish sandwiches. I could eat them every day.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today for this important show. And come back tomorrow, we'll learn some more. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.